This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Syrian state media report an Israeli airstrike hit a military post in Mizyaf in Hama province Sunday, the latest in a series of such attacks in recent weeks. Israel declined comment but has expressed alarm in the past at the presence of Iranian-backed forces in Syria. The strike occurred hours after Israeli troops safely evacuated hundreds of so-called White Helmet civil defense rescue workers and their families from Syria. Yaakov Lapin of the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies called it a humanitarian effort.
I think that this humanitarian effort by the Israel Defense Forces is certainly welcome. It's something that can be done for these people after all the years that they risked their lives to save many Syrian civilians who have been injured by indiscriminate bombings throughout the war.
The more than 400 evacuees are now in what's called a closed location in Jordan. It will eventually be settled in Britain, Germany, and Canada. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was approached by President Donald Trump and Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau, among others, requesting Israel extract the White Helmets, who claim to be neutral but are viewed by Syria and Russia as Western-backed and sympathetic to Islamist insurgents. The evacuation operation took place as Russian-backed pro-regime forces consolidate their hold on territory in the southwest. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Rwanda, signing bilateral trade agreements, the second stop of a four-nation tour of Africa that includes participation in the BRICS summit in South Africa, which begins Wednesday. Mr. Xi arrived in Senegal Saturday from United Arab Emirates, where he also signed a series of agreements underscoring China's position as the biggest trading partner in Africa. It is also a military base in Djibouti. Mr. Xi will also stop in the Indian Ocean island nation of Mauritius. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has launched a campaign aimed at altering Iranian state behavior. A U.S. official insists it is not aimed at regime change. The campaign was kicked off late Sunday with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivering a speech supporting Iranian voices directed at the Iranian diaspora. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Benim Bentaleblu attended the speech, was asked how effective it will be.
Well, I think this will be judged by whether it's a predicate for future action. I don't think a single speech is going to be able to accomplish anything, but hopefully it will set a key series of things in place. One, greater civic engagement by the Iranian-American community, especially on Iran policy. And two, clear, strong, and direct public diplomacy from the White House to the international community, and specifically to the Iranian people, signaling unified support for the Iranian people and pressure against the regime.
Earlier, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned the U.S. against pursuing its hostile policies, saying war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Dozens were injured Monday and Sunday in a series of earthquakes in Iran. A 5.8 magnitude quake jolted the southeast Monday. On Sunday, tremblers rolled through western and southern Iran. Finance officials and central bankers from the world's top 20 economies warned that trade tensions threaten growth. Meeting in Argentina, they appealed for greater dialogue. Scott Morrison is Australia's treasurer.
The latest language, I think, suggests a greater deal of urgency about resolving these issues, because we're very conscious of the consequences if we don't. And so that's why I leave actually more positive, more optimistic. I think there's been a bit of a ground shift on this.
The U.S. and China have imposed tariffs and counter-tariffs as President Donald Trump seeks a change in Chinese trade and economic policies. Two U.S. lawmakers Sunday urged stronger sanctions on Russia to discourage any effort to interfere in this November's election. One of them is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who had a message for President Trump.
Harden our electoral infrastructure for 2018. Mr. President, Dan Coats is right. The red lights are blinking. Get your entire government, which is doing a lot of good work, but nobody knows about it. Sit down with Congress and the administration, and you lead this nation to hardening the 2018 election process before it's too late, not just from Russia, but from others.
Senator Marco Rubio, also appearing on the CBS program Face the Nation, said Russia, who interfered in the 2016 election, will try again and be better at it this year. Italian professional golfer Francesco Molinari won his first major, denying competitors Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth, winning the British Open by 2 strokes. Former number one Tiger Woods was in the lead in the final round for the first time in 9 years, but in the end fell short. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.